Okay, so when we talk about happiness, most people think of if I have money, if I have car, if I have house, if I have good family, if I have good wife, good sons and good daughter, if my health is good, everything. But sometimes when you have all what you wish for, you may still feel unhappy, right? I think for most of you, when you reach age of 50, you almost have everything you have. But I don't think you find true happiness. According to research in the West, those like external things, money, your career, your family, yes, they are important in our life, but they only give us small happiness, according to research in the West. If these external things, like house, car, your career, social status, your family, can give you true happiness, I think I will not become nun. Right? Because happy enough already, why should I become nun? And the Prince Siddhartha also will not abandon his kingdom, his beloved newly born child, his beloved wife, and his father to renounce the world. Because we see those external things cannot give us true happiness. I'm not telling basic happiness. For basic happiness, yes, we need money, car, house, support from parents, support from family, our friends, a career, and so on. Yes, these are basic. But once you have it, then you may not find true happiness as well. But without it, also you suffer. So, what makes us unhappy? And we may have everything in our life, but we still feel unhappy. So, what makes us feel unhappy? I'd like to relate two research that I have read. Okay, one is from trackyourhappiness.org. Done by one scientist. So this research involved about 28 countries, and the person, the people involved come from different social status, and from different background, different education, from young age to the old age. So this research, the focus on this research is what makes you unhappy. So he asked 3 questions. So by random, he called telephone to everyone. Not to everybody, but a big group of people. So he asked 3 questions. First question is, what do you feel? How do you feel now? Do you feel happy? Unhappy? You feel pleasant? Unpleasant? Okay, first question. The second question, what are you doing now? So the answer, because for different persons, at different time, at random time. So the answer can be, I'm walking now. I'm eating now. I'm doing my daily chores now, I'm driving now, or I'm showering now, or I'm doing my computer now, I'm playing my game now, all sorts of questions. What are you doing now? And the third question is, do you focus on what you are doing? Or you let your mind wander here and there? So what is your focus rather than your current doing now? Okay, so the result comes about 45% of people do not feel happy. And the cause of their unhappiness is because they do not focus on what they are doing. So simple. So the question is, what are you doing now? You know, do you focus on what you are doing, or you have let your mind wander here and there? So those who let their mind wander here and there and do not focus on what they are doing currently now are those people who are unhappy. So another word, if you do not focus, if you do not mindful on what you are doing, this is the cause of your unhappiness. So this has nothing to do with money, nothing to do with your house, nothing to do with your car, nothing to do with your career, right? It's something to do with your focus, your mindfulness, your concentration. And about 46% of the people reported that they are not focused on what they are doing. Although they may be sit in front of computer doing programming, but the mind will think of, oh, when to go for holidays, when to go for good restaurant. So although they may sit there or doing their job, but most of the time their mind is restless. And this is the source, this is the cause for their unhappiness. And this 46%, I think it's very, to me, it's very reservation number. It's because some people, even their mind is restless, and they don't know their mind is restless. So these people are not included in the number. So I guess maybe 65% of our mind is restless. Because those participants, they are not meditated. They may even know their mind is restless. Therefore, I doubt about the percentage. To me, as a meditation teacher, I think 65% of our mind is restless. Just like you may sitting there and listen to my talk, but once in a while your mind will go somewhere else and miss some of my important point. This is the nature of the mind. It's not our fault, it's just the nature of the mind. And the research also said that in certain occasions, the research lists down about 22 activities. And which activity the mind wanders most. They also show the result. In which activity in our life the mind wanders most. So the activity involved like, you know, playing, exercising, running, walking, doing your chores, doing your job, showering, eating. So what do you think? You see your own daily life, which time your mind wander most? So according to the research, the mind wander most is when you are showering or brushing your teeth. Why? Do you know why? Because that action is so redundant already. We have been doing that action, destination showering, maybe 2 times a day. So one year, how many? 36, 365 times 2. So So now we, how old are we? Now at our age. So this type of action now, we have done it again and again, again and again. So even the body, without your mind, without you pay attention, your body know how to do it. When your body know how to do it, then the mind can wander here and there, right? Because you know your body know how to do it, then you no need to put your attention on what you are brushing your teeth, right? So you don't need to pay attention to your body when you are shoveling, because the body know how to do it. And the time that mind become very free, at this time the mind wander most. And it's for this reason why in Satipatthana Sutta, Sati Sampajaya, Buddha said, even you are stretching your hand, you got to be mindful, you are stretching your hand. When you look aside, you must be mindful when you look aside. When you are chewing, drinking, eating, urinating. Let's say you're sitting in the toilet bowl. I don't think you focus on your meditation subject, right? Because sitting on a toilet bowl, nothing to do. So the mind naturally will wander here and there. For this reason, So when the mind wander here and there, do you think the mind will go to the wholesome things or go to the unwholesome things? What do you think? Mostly unwholesome things. You will not think that, oh, in this Sunday, I come to be a bit and meditate. You will not think that way. Right? But you will think something, or you enjoy what food in the restaurant, or you think something very unwholesome, full of greed, hatred, and delusion. You will not think of something wholesome. Because Buddha had said in Dhammapada, the mind delights in evil. The mind delights in unwholesome. This is the nature of the mind. It's for this reason we want to tame our mind. Otherwise, if we will let loose our mind into evil, we end up in suffering, right? And also, when the mind is restless, let's say, because the body now I'm showering, I don't have to pay attention because I'm so used to it already. So when the mind will wander here and there, and if the mind is not focused on the present moment, only two places the mind will go to. One is the past, right? The past. Another one is the future. This only three periods of time: present, past, and future. So if you are not at the present moment, the mind first go to past. So when the mind goes to past, according to research and according to what Buddha say in Dhammapada, when the mind go to the past, it will go to unwholesome things. It will go to something that causes suffering. Maybe your past painful occurrence. For example, your child abuse, something unhappy things, or something you feel regret of. So when the mind go to the unhappy event in the past, that itself causes you even more unhappiness. Right? That's why restless mind is unhappy mind. Because the mind go to unhappy event in the past that cause even more suffering at the present moment. This is a tendency of the mind. Maybe 30% people's mind will go to the happy event. I go and do dana, I go and do siva, I go do bhavana, yes. But most of people will go to unhappy event that cause even unhappiness at the present moment. Okay, now let's say the mind does not go to past and does not stay at the present moment and go to the future. Okay, now you think of yourself. What will you think? Now your mind go to the future. What will you think? I think that future will be associated with a lot of anxiety, right? A lot of worry, oh, how if I lose my job? How if I get this tumor in the body? How I get, accident happen? And how all associated, mostly associated with anxiety, worry, fear. Is this will bring you happiness or not? Another suffering. So if you do not stay at the present moment, you let your mind go to the past, unhappy event, it causes suffering. Or you let loose your mind, go to the future, which is associated with a lot of anxiety and fear, also cause you suffering. Therefore, this is the reason why the research say that restless mind cause unhappiness. If you understand this, you will appreciate meditation more. You will appreciate focus your mind at the present moment more. Simply, when you are mindful, when you are your mind is present in the present moment, it itself is peace. Because it itself has no think. The mind does not think of past unhappy event or think of future that cause you anxiety. So it itself is contentment, peace. This is the happiness. This is not the happiness that you got, you know, a billion of money. No. Okay. Now I would like to relate to you another research. This experiment involved 100 people. So each person enter into one empty room, okay, and stay there for 15 minutes alone in the room. So after 15 minutes, everybody come out, and the person will ask, how do you feel when you are alone in the room? For you, you are meditator, no problem, 15 minutes in the room, because you can sit there for 45 minutes, right? So for you, no problem. But you imagine a person who don't know how to meditate, who don't know how to pay attention at the present moment, who don't know how to pay attention on an in-breath and out-breath. Then the mind will be very restless, right? As I told you before, when your mind is restless, it will go to the past, unhappy event, or go to the future that cause you anxiety. So that 15 minutes, like 1 hour, right? So after 15 minutes, everybody said, hey, it's so unpleasant, it's so boring, it's so suffering. Not even one person say a good thing. Okay? Then, second experiment. Then they enter into different room. Each person occupy one room. And at this time, there's an electric shock in the room. There's an electric chair in the room. Everybody need to press that button in order to get electric shock. Since you want to take the experiment, you have to go through all this test. So everybody get a shock. Okay. So after shock, come out from the room, and they will ask, how do you feel? Oh, so much pain, so suffering. I will give so much money in order not to shock again in my life. Why should I suffer? Why should I, have to be shocked? Nobody likes to be shocked by electricity, right? So, okay, this is the second experiment. The third experiment. Now you enter into the room. still got the electric chair and with the button, but now you have choice. You will stay there for 15 minutes. If you want to be shocked, you press the button. If you don't want to be shocked, you keep silent, stay there for 15 minutes. Up to you. So first experiment is no electric shock. Second experiment, everybody need to be shocked. Third experiment, you have the choice. Because you experience first already, you also experience second already. Right? So now you choose yourself whether you have to be shocked or not. Okay. Now assume you are inside and you are not meditator, okay? Assume you are. Do you choose to be shocked or you choose to be there without doing anything for 15 minutes? What do you choose? Any of you choose to be shocked? Please grab your hand. 1, 2, 3. All men, eh? 3 also men. 4. So, okay, can you let me know why you want to be shocked? Huh? So that you can escape. Escape from what? From the boredom. From the room. But you still have to be 15 minutes inside the room. Huh? So, don't want to be shocked already. Okay, those who put up your hand, can you let me know why you want to be shocked? Whether you will be shocked or not to be shocked, you have to stay in the room for 15 minutes. Even you press the button, the time will not pass faster. Okay? Can you tell me why you want to be shocked? Because my residence is more suffering. And cannot hear too far away. You want to do something. You cannot stay without doing anything. I think this is the major problem for modern people. Cannot stay without doing anything. You strike the point. Cannot stay without doing anything. This is the major problem for modern people nowadays. Okay? There's another woman put up her hand. Why want to be shocked? Oh, curiosity. Curiosity. Okay. Okay, now let's see the result from the participant, 100 people participant. 66% of men choose to be shocked. 66% choose to be press the button. 22 women press the button. Okay? And one man, I think something wrong with his mind, press the button 190 times. Shock, 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 until 15 minutes. So there's something you need to think about it. What on earth? Why on earth? What on earth you press the button? Some say because of curiosity, some say that because, you know, at least something to do rather than stay with the mind doing nothing, right? But here, because here is meditator, here we are meditator, so only 4% put up a hand. But there 100 people, 66 people press the button. So from this research, a lot of things we need to think of it. Why cannot stay? Okay, so first, as we say already, if the mind, because they are not meditator, they don't know how to focus on breathing in, breathing out. You count 20 times, 15 minutes pass already. But they don't know how to do. So, and as I say in the first research, when the mind is not staying at the present moment, it goes to the past painful event. That maybe cause even suffering than being in shock physically. Otherwise, they won't press the button. So the mind go to the painful event in the past. that cause even more mental suffering, because mental suffering is more difficult to bear compared with physical suffering. Then if their mind does not fall into the past, they think of future, they also can drive them crazy. You know, anxiety, fear, they will affect the body, right? The body will react if the mind is full of anxiety, fear and worry. And when your mind is in this state, the time passes even slow, right? Not faster. the time passes so slow when your mind is full of this suffering. So they choose, I guess, so they choose to be shocked. Because doing nothing and think of past and future cause even more suffering for them. Another word, physical suffering is bearable. Mental suffering is more unbearable. So later on, you can bear the physical suffering, okay? Because later on, when you sit continuously, they will have a lot of pain. So you think of this story, yeah? Physical suffering is bearable. At least I can keep my mental at peace with breathing in and breathing out. Put aside the physical suffering, breathing in, breathing out, that is bearable. Okay. So come back to my point. Why I chose these two researchers for you to share? Simply, I want to tell you, you are so blessed. And you know how to meditate. You come here, you appreciate true happiness. The moment your mind just be mindful of what you are doing, not necessarily in breath and out breath, even walking, you are mindful of what you are doing, even walking, right step, left step. The mind itself is at peace. You cannot see that type of great happiness, but it is contentment. It's not agitated. It is quiet, contented, and at peace. This is something has already lost in this world. Okay? So today, I would like to share with you two types of meditation. Now, I tell you this story first so that you appreciate what you are doing today. And to show you that true happiness comes from being mindful, being concentrated, being focused on what you are doing, and you can bring this back to your daily life as well. If you really look for happiness, true happiness. Okay? Okay, today I'm going to share with you two types of meditation. We call mixture. Okay, I assume most of you know how to practice anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Any of you do not know how to practice anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing? Please put up your hand. 1, 2, 3, okay. Never mind, I will give you a very short instruction. Okay. Anapanasati is concentration meditation, called samatha. There are two types of meditation. One is samatha bhavana, another one is vipassana bhavana. So anapanasati, because the object is only in and out breath, therefore it belongs to concentration practice, samatha bhavana. So usually I teach concentration first because the mind is very restless. So concentration easily calm down your mind. Pull your mind back and be at the present moment. Okay. So you put your attention under the nostril, not the touching point. Don't focus on touching point. Under the nostril, bigger area. Small area cause tension on the head. So you don't focus on small area. Just under the nostril, in front of the nose, okay? So mindfully, mentally you say, breathing in, breathe. breathing out. You need to say mentally first. Huh? Breathing in, breathing out. The air, when you breathe in, the air may go up to the head or down to the... When you breathe out, the air may go down to the abdomen. However, you don't follow. Your mind does not follow the air up to the head or down to the abdomen. You just be mindful of your in-breath and out-breath under the nostril or in front of the nostril. Okay? Only then you'll be able to get good concentration. If you follow your air, go up to the head or down to the abdomen, so your mind is moving up, down, up, down. Yes, you can get concentration, but not the deep concentration. Because anapanasati leads to jhana. So it has to be, the mind has to be very single, one-pointedness. Okay? So mindfully you say, breathing in, breathing out. You have to breathe naturally. Everybody know how to breathe naturally. But when you come to anapanasati, many people become do not know how to breathe naturally. Become breathe very purposely. That's not correct. Now all of you who are listening to my talk, you are breathing naturally. But later on you have to put your attention on the breath. You feel that why not natural already? So you have to relax your mind. Tell yourself, breathe naturally, then open up the heart. The heart here, open up. Don't close. Okay? Open up the heart, then breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Okay? If you control your breathing, then after some time, you will feel pain in the chest. So any of you find pain in the chest, this means that you have already controlled your breathing. You do not breathe naturally. Then you should adjust. Adjust back and try to breathe naturally. Okay? If you want to count the breath for beginners, you can count on breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Breathing in, breathing out, four. Count up to five. Okay. Then second round, count up to six. Third round, count up to seven. Eighth round, count up to eight. Then come back to the five, up to eight again. Or if you don't like counting, for certain people, counting is very effective to calm down the wandering mind. But for some people, they don't like counting, then let it go, no need to count. If you can concentrate without counting, then no need to count. But if you feel counting helps you, then please count. Okay, whatever useful way, then apply it. Okay. So after maybe you count up to six, the mind goes somewhere else already. It's the nature of the mind. So you pull the mind back. Mindfulness must know the mind wanders off already. If your mind wanders to somewhere you still do not know and enjoy the thinking, then you are not living at the present moment. Now you have lost mindfulness. You must know you lose your mindfulness. So bring the mind back to the breathing. Or you can just not knowing. Knowing what? Knowing the mind has wandered off. Knowing, then come back. Then after breathing in, breathing out, come out again. Okay. Knowing, come back. Go out again, knowing, come back. So do not feel depressed when you see your mind running here and there like a monkey. Accept it. Acceptance is very important because it is the nature of the mind. Therefore, we want to tame it, to pull it back again until it is tamed and keep the mindfulness steady on the in-breath and out-breath. So do not feel depressed when your mind wanders here and there. Okay, after 30 minutes, wow, pain. Another obstacle, pain will arise. There are two ways to handle the pain. One is, if you can ignore it, just ignore it. Because physical pain is bearable. Restlessness is more unbearable. So if you can bear it, bear it. If you cannot bear it, you can change your attention to the pain and tell yourself, the pain is not myself. Tell your pain, pain is not myself. I am not a pain. Pain is not myself, not myself, not myself, not myself. And you will feel the pain become less. When you cling to the pain as myself, the pain becomes very unbearable. So you need to disassociate yourself with the pain. How to disassociate? Just mentally note, not myself, not myself, not myself. Okay? Then you will see, pain not so serious already. Then you can go back to the Anapanasati again. Or suddenly some bad memory, some unpleasant memory has suddenly arise and you lose mindfulness and you keep thinking that cause unpleasant mental state. At the time, it's very difficult to go back to Anapanasati already. So you mentally note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Do not identify that unpleasant feeling as yourself. This is very important. It's a key for your practice. So any unpleasant mental state has arisen in you and it becomes stronger and you very difficult for you to go back to the Anapanasati, then mentally you take that unpleasant mental state as your object of observation. This is called Vedana Nupasana Satipatthana. We have four Satipatthana. Anapana is Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana. Feeling is Vedana, Nupasana, Satipatthana. So in one sitting, sure there will be unpleasant feeling, whether mentally or physically. Even the pain, you can say physical pain, you can mentally say, pain is just pain, not myself. Pain is just pain, not myself. Remember or not? Later you have to put into practice. Don't listen only, but don't know how to put into practice. Okay? So if you can see the pain is not yourself, the pain becomes bearable. If you identify or claim the pain as yourself, I don't think you can bear the pain. So similarly, unpleasant mental state also, you mentally note unpleasant feeling, just unpleasant feeling, not myself. Unpleasant feeling is just unpleasant feeling, not myself. Or you can say unpleasant feeling is just conditional phenomena, not myself. This is a very powerful statement. When you put into practice, you will know. Okay. Sometimes you can think if the unpleasant mental state, not a physical body, unpleasant mental state arises in you, because sometimes the mind falls back into memory that cause you, they say sorrow, that cause you regret. Then how you handle that regret? The mind cannot go back to Anapanasati already. Then you should mentally take that regret as mental state and note regret as regret, not myself. Important is to note that mental state as not myself. If you do not note that way, we still have Sakkaya Ditthi, identity view, in our heart. So that identity view will come to the surface and grasp that mental state and say, oh, it's myself. I'm regretful. The moment you identify that regret as yourself, you cannot escape from that suffering caused by regret. Not only that, you add more identity view to your personality. That is far away from the attention, that's far away from the Dhamma already. Therefore, this is called Yoniso Manasikara, wise attention. Yoniso Manasikara. You can either note, you can either pay wise attention to your mental state, for example, sorrowful, or regret, or fear, or anxiety. Let's say anxiety arises in you. So you pay wise attention to it as impermanent. There are two ways. First, you can pay attention, you can pay wise attention to it as anicca, or gone, or vanishing, or passing away, passing, whatever words that bring the meaning of anicca, impermanent. You pay attention to it repeatedly, many times, not only one time. After, let's say, 10 times, 15 times, then you stop, pause for a while and check whether it has gone or not. When it has gone, then you start to see impermanence of your mental states. This method is very simple and yet very powerful. I have been teaching this for so long, and most of my students feedback to me. The moment they note that impermanent gone, that sorrowful immediately pass away. That anger also immediately pass away. That anxiety also immediately pass away. So you don't think it's just nothing. You don't think it as nothing. It just is paying wise attention to see it's passing away. Otherwise, it will appear permanent there in your mind. The anxiety, the fear, the sorrow seems permanent in your mind. Simply, you do not pay wise attention of it's gone, of it's passing away. Okay, this first you should pay wise attention as impermanent. Second way, you can choose either way you want. Second way, you can pay attention to as not myself. Let's say I feel very angry. Then sometimes you meditate also, you can get very angry, right? So when the anger arises, first apply mindfulness. Mindfulness number one. Without mindfulness, you cannot note, you cannot pay wise attention. So mindful, I'm angry now. Then secondly, you pay wise attention, pay wise attention and mentally say, anger is not myself, not myself. And you will see that anger as if disassociate with you. Of course, not a first try. Some people first try can see already. But for many people, maybe second try, third try, they can see. Either they see impermanence or they see not myself. Only then you will not be oppressed by your defilement. You will not be oppressed or controlled by your anger, right? And also for you to realize what Buddha said, Sabbe Sankara Anicca, Sabbe Sankara Ananta. Okay? So these are the two ways. Pay attention to impermanent or pay attention to non-self, to whatever emotion that arises during your meditation. If nothing happened, go back to Anapanasati. Something, emotion come up, then please pay wise attention as impermanent or non-self. Until it passes away, then come back to Anapanasati. This is the mixture way of meditation. Samatha plus Vipassana. Okay? Okay, 5 minutes more. So I want to teach you how to walk. Walking. You can walk, either pay attention to your breathing. Like stand, breathing in, breathing out. Then right step, left step. Instead of paying to right step, left step, you pay attention on breathing. Right step, you can breathe in, left step, breathe out. So one step, breathe in, another step, breathe out. It's called synchronize your breathing with your step. This way of walking easily gain concentration. Either walk slow or fast, depend on yourself, but depend on your breathing. You're breathing fast, walk fast. Breathing slow, walk slow. Okay, this one way. Second way, or you can use like four elements meditation. But if I want to teach you, then I got to teach new method again. So I better don't teach. Or you can be mindful of your step. Just mindful of your step. Right step or lifting, pushing, dropping. Lifting, if you want to walk slow. Lifting, pushing. Pushing is wind. Lifting is also wind. Lifting, pushing, and dropping. If you know four elements meditation, you use four elements method to walk. But if you do not know four elements meditation, you can walk with breathing in and breathing out. Okay? Or when you sit down, mind still very restless, you can use metta first, loving kindness meditation. May I be well and happy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. You can use metta first for 3 minutes. Then may all yogis in this room, in this meditation hall, be well and happy. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May they look after themselves happily. So after a few times, your mind also become happy. When your mind becomes happy and easily you gain concentration. So when your mind becomes happy, only you go back to Anapanasati. So you can do metta first for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, then later Anapanasati. Which I think is the best combination. Metta first, then Anapanasati. During Anapanasati, if there's emotion comes, and apply what I have shared with you just now. Okay? I think for most people to practice pure concentration is very difficult. So the mixture is the best. Once you learn the method, when you go back home, any emotional comes also you can apply what you have learned today. Then you will see life become better. Okay? So I wish you meditate well. Sadhu. So we can have a